This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I just texted Johnny and I said, because we talked about it over the weekend, Scott. I said, I am not even embarrassed anymore at my level of excitement to go see the new Naked Gun.
Have you ever seen the old ones?
Oh, gosh, yes. Okay, but I feel like maybe we all need to go back. I mean, not that you need to watch one to understand the other, but it might be good to go back and watch the original Naked Gun right before you go see the new one with Liam Neeson.
To remind you how stupid they truly
but
are.
But you know my humor almost as well as anybody.
Yep.
This is exactly the kind of movie where I will go, I will laugh so hard and so loud I will not be able to breathe. And then I will have to go back and watch it again because I will have missed some of the jokes laughing.
I can't wait. I think we're going to go this weekend.
I think maybe the four of us need to go see it.
Absolutely not.
Why not?
You will laugh too loudly.
No.
The one time you took me to a comedy show, I couldn't hear half the jokes.
That was Jim Gaffigan. That's totally different.
I couldn't hear half the jokes.
Listen to this other new Naked Gun with Liam Neeson, Pamela Anderson review that I found. And this is why you know this movie is for you, and it is for me.
It's
he
good.
Writes, The Naked Gun is stupid.
Good.
I say this with all my heart and in every sense of the word. The 2025 update is idiotic.
Yes.
Asinine.
Great.
It is downright preposterous. Its parade of slapstick, sight gags, and deadpan wordplay had me laughing out loud.
Cigarette?
It has subjected the Oscar-nominated star, Liam Neeson, to a battery of humiliations that include, but are not limited to, extended scenes of intestinal distress, visual sexual innuendo, and interactions with multiple intentionally janky-looking puppets. I laughed through all 85 minutes of it, they write, and I can't wait to see it again just to pick up any of the punchlines I laughed over or funny signs I overlooked. And I will give you one example of one of the ridiculous lines that Scott and I were laughing at.
Well, here, let's just act it out. You ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Cigarette?
Yes, it is. It's so stupid. The one that, and he writes this in his review. He says, if I may shout out another one of my favorite lines, someone in the movie says, you can't fight City Hall. And the reply is, no, it's a building. It is going to be that dumb.
Oh, I can't wait.
And I think one of the writers from Saturday Night Live has his fingerprints on this as well. Adam, what's his name that did all the funny shorts? There's some SNL
I have no idea.
Backstory flavor to this. Anyway, I cannot wait.
Story here from the New York Post. A woman on vacation whose employer-sponsored health plan had lapsed after she was recently laid off now owes more than $20,000 in medical bills after a bat flew into her mouth.
Oh!
No!
Erica Khan, who is 33 years old.
How big was her mouth?
Was visiting Glen Canyon National Recreation Area in Arizona last August.
She yawning?
When the winged mammal
Did you mean winged?
Winged mammal. Flew into her mouth. The former engineer noticed a number of bats flying around while she was outside taking pictures of the night sky, but didn't think too much about it. That is, until one got too close for comfort, winding up trapped between her camera and her face. When she screamed in horror, part of the bat wound up in her mouth.
Oh, gross!
Her father, who is a physician and had been traveling with her, said she should immediately start a course of rabies treatments, even though she wasn't sure
you have to.
If she had been bitten.
We didn't know this till recently. You get rabies and you don't treat it, you're dead.
Yes, and here's something else we didn't know, that a bat's bite feels like a mosquito bite.
Yeah, you might not even know.
So you may not even know that you've been
and
bitten.
And if she was flailing around and screaming and it was in the mouth, out of the mouth, she very well could have been bitten.
Her biggest shock of all came when the bill arrived from the hospital, showing that she owed $20,749 for treatment, including 4 doses of the rabies vaccines and 3 shots of something else to increase antibodies against the virus.
Which is fatal if left untreated. We did not know this, you guys. Seriously, and I'm going to be honest. Scott and I have been covering news in this town for 60 or 70 combined years. It's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time.
I don't know how that little factoid escaped me until this year.
Which one's that?
That if you do not treat even suspected rabies, like this is why they always treat it, it is fatal in humans like 99.9% of the time, mm-hmm. which is why everyone who gets bit by a dog, and it's always in Overland Park, I don't know why, and then the dog owner and they go their merry way, you have to get a rabies shot no matter what. Because if you don't, on the off chance you have rabies, you're dead. You don't die right away, but you will die.
Yes, you will die. Lionel Messi is dealing with a minor muscle injury in his right leg, and Inter Miami says they have no idea when he's coming back, if at all. Interesting.
I'm sorry. She says the bat tasted like an earthy, sweet kind of flavor. I was reading on. I didn't hear another.
That's
I didn't.
Fine. Just Lionel Messi's been injured.
A quote, sweet, earthy kind of flavor. It's actually a pretty funny story if it weren't for the horrible medical bill that came with it. And by the way, they tried to say, like, we'll help you negotiate the cost down. She still owes $19,000.
Oh, so they got it down $1,000.
Out of pocket. That's nice. Thanks for that.
Well, that's awfully nice. Speaking of encounters with animals, a viral TikTok video captured the jaw-dropping moment that a 12-year-old Texas wake surfer. Logan, if you would mind, see if you can find this on YouTube or something. 12-year-old wakeboarder, Texas alligator. A 12-year-old Texas wake surfer came face-to-face with an alligator but played it cool despite the scare. I watched the video earlier. Her name's
no
Claire.
Way.
Her name is Claire Herda. She apparently is a competitive wake surfer. She's backed by Pure Wake Surf. She was in the lake taking a break between...
Just bobbing around out there.
Wake surfing. And she's 12.
Yeah.
And her mom or some adult woman who's in the boat says, no, it's right behind you. And they're very calm about it. Almost like they're goofing around. And she's like, no, it's right behind you.
Are they not screaming, get out of the water?
The girl just turns around, looks at the alligator, and is like, yeah, there it is. You're right. It's right behind me.
Okay. It's probably 50 yards behind her.
But I don't care.
I don't either.
Did you find it? All right, go ahead.
Oh,
and play
she's
it,
just Logan. Laughing. I see it. She says, I see it. Oh, my gosh. When we get back, this story has been in my stack for 3 days. And no, we don't have a stack during the weekend, but I almost called you because I cannot get this story out of my head.
Okay.
Scott, you know, a whole lot of people listening right now or people that they love just took the bar exam. Like regionally, the bar exam was this last weekend, two weeks ago.
Who knew?
Okay. It was. Which, you know, huge, huge moment in somebody's life. You've got to be on your A game. You have to study nonstop for 6 months. It's just it's very, very hard stuff. Students are saying at one of the bar exams, because they're regional. I think the one here was like in Columbia, Missouri. You have to go, show your ID, show your birth certificate, bring the doctor who birthed you. Like, there's not going to be fraud in the bar exam.
Right.
You have to do all these things. There are students saying that a woman taking the bar this last week had some sort of medical emergency, like a heart, like I think it was a heart attack.
That would be a medical emergency.
And the proctor would not or did not stop the exam.
Now the proctor is
the person making sure nobody cheats. Okay. And I don't know, you have to weigh in. If you took the bar a couple weeks ago, like how many hundreds of people are in that room?
Well, I bet it's quite a few.
So, I'll tell you what happened when we get back.
Okay.
Do you stop it? Because, you know, there are, let's say there's 500 people there. 499 of those people have worked their entire lives for this exam. But then you also have one who just flatlined. There's got to be some rule. Like, what do we do when this happens?
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Story here from the New York Post. The test must go on. A Fordham law grad went into cardiac arrest while taking the bar exam last week, but other aspiring lawyers were reportedly forced to shoulder on during the scary ordeal. As school safety officials worked to revive the unidentified woman inside Hofstra University's sports complex in Hempstead, Long Island, proctors did not immediately pause the second day of the New York State bar exam. Quoting here from one law student speaking to the newspaper, "That's a real person who could be dying right in front of us, and we're still being expected to continue, finish our questions for this exam." The medical episode happened just before a lunch break when the woman fell from her chair and went into medical distress inside the sports and exhibition complex, according to a spokesperson for Hofstra. Public safety officers immediately provided CPR and other life-saving measures until paramedics reached the scene and rushed her to a local hospital. Her condition is not known.
Okay, I want to hear from our people who have taken the post-secondary super, super hard life-altering tests, the MCAT, the bar exam, all of those really expensive, the blood, sweat, and tears that go into just preparing for that, the expense of just not the test, but taking off work, because Scott, studying becomes a full-time job. 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. at night, these kids are studying for these exams.
That sounds awful.
And so, yes, and so, and I would say the same thing about the CPA exams. My goodness, you want to talk about, huh, CPA exams. What do you do when something happens with one person and there are 300 people in there that have worked their entire lives for that exam? I don't know the answer, but I think the students should have been given even 30 minutes to reset because of the trauma of what they witnessed. Like, there were people sitting next to this young woman that watching someone try to give her CPR, watching the chest compressions. What are you going to just keep your head down and choose A, B, C, or D? And a lot of this is essay, by the way. What are you supposed to do? Pretend like this woman is not dying?
Not necessarily, but how many times have you been, or not been at necessarily, but heard about sporting events where somebody's having a medical issue? They don't stop the game more often than not, unless they, you know, this person's like in the front row at a NBA game or a college basketball game, and they need to access the court to get to this person and get them wheeled off. I mean, years ago, do you remember this? And by years ago, this was 20 years ago, where somebody was shot at Kauffman Stadium by a bullet that came from I-70. We were at that game.
Yes.
Sean and I were married at the time.
Game kept going.
And that person happened to be about 10 rows behind us. And it was in the upper, we were dirt poor back then, so we had to buy the cheap seats. And that game didn't stop.
Okay, however, in your example, let's say there are 50,000 people at a sporting event, maybe 40 people directly surrounding what's going on right there understand something has happened.
True.
With full-on CPR in a proctored exam room, everyone is going to see that, and that is traumatizing.
Yeah, it's the expectation, I think, when you're in a position like that, like when you're taking the ACT, like there's an expectation that this is going to be a quiet, calm, focused environment. And when something like that happens, it throws everything out of whack. Like, I know a ton of people that work at the Ford plant in Clay Como, and they'll tell you horror stories about people like dying or passing out or having heart attacks or strokes, like on the line, and the machine keeps rolling, of course, right? The wheels of capitalism continue. But with something like a bar exam, you would imagine if somebody's dying in front of a room of people that are trying to take the biggest test of their lives in this very quiet, focused environment, you got to stop that.
Okay.
Here's the other, one more thing, and then I want to know what you say. It wasn't just CPR, it was the full on. They paddled her. Clear. Goong. Okay. Full on defibrillator.
Well, and I hope that she's okay. The New York Post says her condition is not known. But somebody writes in the text, the difference is that one of the peers is that, hang on, let me put my glasses on. I'm getting old. Scott, the difference is that this is one of the peers of the group, as in when a football player has an issue, a medical issue on the field, they stop the game.
They all kneel. Yeah.
They do stop the game. But here's one thing they don't do. You know, and there have been horrible stories of players. I mean, you remember a couple years ago.
DeMar Hamlin.
Yep. From the Bills. When he went into cardiac arrest on the field. And, of course, every player takes a knee, et cetera, et cetera. But guess what? As soon as he was off the field, if memory serves me correctly, the game started right back up.
Now, the New York State Board of Law Examiners, which administers the exam, says it occurred minutes before the end of the exam's morning session.
Yeah, they were getting ready for lunch.
And so, I guess, the timing of something like that be damned. Do you not just say, put your pencils down, we are going to get her out of here, get the help she needs, we are going to take this break, everybody, send good thoughts her way and prayers if that's your thing, And then we're going to come back and refocus.
So to your point, Scott, the DeMar Hamlin situation a few years ago, that game was postponed and later canceled, which is why...
They postponed it.
It was Bills-Bengals, and the winner would have gotten the one seed in the AFC year. They canceled the game, therefore the Chiefs were given the one seed and ahead and went on to win
because
the Super Bowl that year.
I stand correct.
Players were crying on both teams because they knew how serious it was.
Here's the problem, though, and we don't know from, you know, this test was given at Fordham University on Long Island, okay? The person who,
Hofstra.
It was at Hofstra on Long Island. Fordham is in the Bronx. Now, that's not a horribly long distance to travel to take a bar exam test, but it's going to take some time to get there. We don't know how large the region is that they pull from for these bars.
Because there were kids here that drove 2 hours or 3 hours to take the bar.
So, I mean, could some of those students have been from Syracuse in northwestern New York State? And then, you know, they've made all these. And again, I pray that this young lady is okay and recovering today. But I'm sure that students not only study their brains out, literally and figuratively, but some of them probably travel a decent distance. They've arranged for hotel.
Yeah.
They've arranged, you know, and they have a life that they need to get back to.
And they have a right to finish it. I'm not saying they don't. The board does say it's continuing to review what happened, including which candidates may have been impacted. Okay, so think of the people sitting right next to her.
Your test scores are not going to be as good.
Which candidates may have been impacted and will, quote, formulate an appropriate response in due course. If you are knee-deep in that essay, they are timed, by the way, Scott. You've got so many minutes to answer that question.
Yeah.
And someone next to you collapses and they are defibrillating that child right here. I don't know what you do in that situation. You've got to let the people that were adjacent to that. I don't know.
There needs to be some sort of exception to the
grace.
Rule. Yeah. Exception to the rule. I mean, if God forbid, and I'm not speaking this into existence, but if somebody on this show was having a medical emergency, we're going to a best of.
Yes.
Right away.
Like the day that I slammed my hand in the car door. What are you going
to
do?
You're going to go to the doctor, at which point he's going to say it was an unremarkable injury. But when you did slam your hand in the door, we kept the show going.
Yeah.
Long enough for you to come back.
I did not come back because I was on Percocet.
You know, I distinctly remember you sitting in that seat.
I came back and just said, I'm gathering my things and I'm not supposed to drive.
I'm not supposed to be here anymore. It's a remarkable injury. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Damon Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's go to Mike in Overland Park. Mike, good afternoon. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing very well. Thank you for asking.
One of the angles that you might be forgetting is that the proctor may have not felt they had the authority to make any change.
Mm. Yes. Correct,
and
Mike.
There's actually several scientific experiments that have been done on this. I think the original was called the Harvard experiment, but it's one of those ones where if somebody in authority tells you you can't do something, then how do you react? One of them I remember was a person changing a light bulb falls over with a heart attack while somebody's taking like a HR application. Mm-hmm. And before they went in there, they said, no matter what, if you leave your chair, you won't be hired. You can't do this.
And they don't leave.
They don't help. They're afraid to do anything because somebody told them to do. And if it's a position of leadership, quote unquote, then it's even stronger. If they put on a lab coat or a uniform, they could even make them do all kinds of stuff.
So
interesting.
I'm thinking maybe the proctor felt they didn't have the authority to stop it.
All right.
Someone wrote on one of the New York Post posts that generally bar exam proctors, to Mike's point, do not have the authority. The proctor is a monitor. They do not have the authority to reschedule an exam due to a medical emergency occurring during the exam session itself. If it arises, the proctor's primary role is to ensure the patient's immediate well-being and safety, meaning call 911, get CPR started, which they did. Rescheduling or continuing is higher than that pay grade. That rests with the Board of Bar Examiners. But I would say this, Scott, what if you were taking that test and you scored within the 99th percentile? Despite what happened, you had the best bar exam of anyone there.
Okay.
That person's going to be saying, we're not going to scrap this.
Yeah. So somebody in the text line says, Scott, quit talking. You sound ignorant. They should have delayed the test until she left. Who gets to make that? All I'm asking is who gets to make that decision?
I don't think the proctor was equipped because I don't know if they've ever seen anything like this.
Probably not.
I really don't. Now, from this point forward, you'd better believe proctors are going to be told, all right, remember what happened in Oxford University?
Right.
This is going to be the protocol moving forward.
I'm sure they had.
I pray that it never happens again. Yeah. It probably won't.
We don't know that they didn't have a protocol for this, but we certainly don't know that they did. And if they did, apparently was to continue on with the test as if nothing else is happening. But I'm sure they've got protocols for if there's an outburst or
fainting, Scott, think about it. You're dehydrated. You've been up all night. You're exhausted. You're nervous. You have anxiety. I bet people faint at those things all the time.
I've never been so happy to only have a bachelor in journalism degree. Thank God.
I remember taking an ACT test in high school and a girl threw up during the test.
Oh, yeah.
Probably happens all the time.
Nobody stopped anything. The proctor allowed her to go to the restroom.
Clean herself up
and get like paper towels and whatnot and clean up said mess.
Oh.
No, I'm grabbing my keys and going straight to the car,
Have you seen the meme, Scott? I follow all these 80s memes on Facebook because they're so funny. Like 80s groups, a child of the 80s.
Right.
There's just a meme going around right now that says, remember when we were like in second grade and someone would just randomly throw up in class. Yes. And class just would like continue on. There was always the one kid that would just randomly throw up.
Right.
And if you have that story, you never forget that. No. The moment you throw up. That was like the most traumatizing.
Never, and you never retell it.
The most traumatizing thing in elementary school. Oh, did you hear someone?
That was me.
Did you do it?
Yes, kindergarten. I was the teacher's helper for the day. So I had my entire class's papers for all the different subjects all littered across my desk. My desk was right next to the teacher's desk. You know, I felt like I was such a big deal, other than the fact that I had Fruit Loops and chocolate milk for breakfast.
Oh, God,
and
that's
it
the
ended
worst.
Up all over my desk, all over the papers. I went home, and I guess the day continued as normal for everybody else.
Yep. Mm. Way to rock that helper of the day role.
Yep. I have not consumed chocolate milk or Fruit Loops since. It have been ruined for me.
Do kids still give wedgies in school?
I don't think so.
Because that was the most embarrassing moment of my life, is having to go to the boys' restroom and somehow either shrink or piece your underwear back together because the big guy in school decided he was going to be the bully that day and test the elasticity of your underpants.
That was not a thing, at least in my high school growing up. Ours was more of the inverse. There was a big thing called pantsing that used to happen a lot.
You mean de-pantsing?
Yes. A guy would just walk up to somebody and with shorts, sweatpants, couldn't really do it with jeans, but they would just pull your pants down in the middle of the commons area, the middle of the lunchroom, the middle of a classroom, in the middle of gym class, whatever required.
We had de-pantsing when we were kids. Especially in gym class.
Everything was down, not up, I guess you could say.
Oasis is speaking out about a fan who died.
Oh, they fell. I saw
after
this.
After a fall at the band's concert in the UK. According to London's Metropolitan Police, officers on duty and venue medics at Wembley for the concert on Saturday night responded to reports that a person had been injured. They found the man in his 40s with, quote, injuries consistent with a fall. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Quoting here from the band in a statement that they put out yesterday, "We are shocked and saddened to hear of the tragic death of a fan at the show last night. Oasis would like to extend our sincere condolences to the family and friends of the person who was involved." It doesn't say, obviously, you know, there was a fall, but it doesn't say what
happened,
precipitated it.
Yeah. Did you see the Embassy Suites off the plaza is set to close for good?
Really?
It will close in a handful of weeks.
Huh.
I don't know why that headline surprised me. It's an older hotel, but that Embassy Suites has been there
a long time.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, it is run by the Hilton Group, and all Hilton is saying is it will no longer be part of the Hilton property. I don't know if someone else is going to take that over. It's a great location.
Have you ever been in it?
Years ago.
We stayed in there years ago when Sean and I were married, and I think we had like dinner with her sister and husband. And it's got the if I remember correctly, and this is a long time ago, it has elevators that are all window.
Yeah.
And you go up on this side and that side, whatever. If I remember right, all I remember about that night. No, I'm kidding. I remember the food was really, really good.
Yeah.
At the Embassy Suites.
Anyway, yeah. No more Embassy Suites as of September something.
The woman known as Victim 3 during the Sean Diddy Combs trial says Combs should be released from prison. Her name is Virginia. The letter from Virginia is included as an attachment in a response from Combs' legal team that was filed over the weekend. In the letter, Virginia says she wants to share her observations about Combs' character. Quote, "Our relationship, like many, was not always perfect. We experienced ups and downs, and mistakes were made, but he was willing to acknowledge his mistakes and make better decisions in the future." She was supposed to testify at his trial and then mysteriously bagged out at the last minute.
Uh-huh.
And now is coming forward saying that Diddy needs to be released.
Yeah,
that
she have an extra couple million dollars in her bank
that no one can account for. Check the offshore accounts.
Or is she worried that the car won't start properly, if you get my drift? Like, it'll explode.
Mm-hmm. There's rumors that he's done it before.
I mean, that is just shady. Shady. not funny. The NYPD says they're looking for a man around the age of 30, wearing a camouflage ski mask. 8 people were impacted. 4 of them had to go to the hospital after someone released bear spray in a train car at Union Square on Sunday night.
That's assault.
Police responding to a call on the southbound number 4 train at 14th Street Union Square shortly after 9:30 found the victims. Half of them refused medical attention. The other half were taken to a hospital, were expected to be okay. They're looking for a man, like I said, age 30, roughly wearing a camouflage mask. He ran upstairs after spraying the irritant out of the station and onto the street where he vanished. Bear spray is designed to stop aggressive bears by spewing a cloud of hot pepper oil.
There are women who use it for protection and self-defense.
That bothers their eyes and their lungs. It is only supposed to be used on bears, this story from NBC properly points out.
Thank you.
Yes. Anyway, quick break. Logan Weber, Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. All right, Dana wanted me to look up this thing called Vibrio vulnificus. Apparently, it's a flesh-eating bacteria that is making the rounds around the Gulf Coast states. Then she told me don't click on the pictures yet until we're on the air. She wanted to see my reaction.
Okay, so just wait, and then I'm going to have you start scrolling down. Officials are cautioning against swimming in the waters along the Gulf Coast, where my parents live, as a flesh-eating bacteria has started spiking in the South. 8 people have died across Florida and Louisiana.
32 others are sick.
Yeah, Louisiana health officials have confirmed a staggering 17 other cases. It is a nasty bacterial infection that can cause blood poisoning. Okay? They've known about this for a while, but for some reason it's spiking right now. Florida alone has 13 confirmed cases and 4 deaths. So when they zoom in on this bacteria, it looks like a pickle, a whole pickle.
With hair.
With hair all over it. A dill pickle with hair all over it. And I think those little spikies get into your bloodstream, and then it goes very, very, very bad. So it enters your bloodstream either through open wounds or by eating oysters where the bacteria tends to concentrate. My dad, eats oysters 10 times a week. I'm going to call him tonight and tell him no more. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you what happens when this bacteria takes over your body. I can't even look at it.
Oh, God.
It's boils. I'm just going to tell you right now, it's boils.
He looks like he has a miniature liver about to explode out of the palm of his hand.
His hand just turned into a gigantic boil.
Oh, my God.
That will need to be lanced.
Done without that.
And then there's bacteria in that. And so, look, if you have loved ones that live along the Gulf, I think it's just be careful. Roughly 80,000 cases of vibriosis, or what they're calling it, V-I-B-R-I-O-S-I-S, occur each year in the United States. Yeah. If caught early enough, it can be treated with antibiotics. But I'm going to guess, like, that guy with that hand that I just showed you, that was probably not caught super early.
Yeah. A story here from NBC News. We are killing this planet. Plastic production is set to triple by 2060 in 35 years. Fueled by petrochemical producing countries pivoting away from declining fossil fuel use and more toward plastic. A global plastics crisis, according to the story in NBC News, is costing governments and taxpayers $1.5 trillion a year as they try to cope with the escalating injury, disability, and death caused by the substance polluting our land, our sea, and even our bodies, according to a report
by a leading medical journal.
Yes. Plastic production is on course to triple in 35 years. Less than 10% of all plastics are recycled. Less than 10%.
Not good.
Around 8,000 megatons now pollute the planet, according to a report published yesterday in The Lancet. This causes harm at every stage of its life cycle, from the extraction of fossil fuels and production to its use by humans and eventual disposal into the environment. Says here from one of the researchers, plastics are a grave, growing, and under-recognized danger to human and plant health. Plastics cause disease and death from infancy to old age and is contributing to climate change, pollution, and biodiversity loss. Okay. On that happy note.
What a downer. Why do you always have to leave us with a downer?
I don't always leave us with a downer. Some birthdays here. Barack Obama is 64 today. Meghan Markle is 44. Jeff Gordon, the race car driver, is 54. A lot of fours here. Roger Clemens is 64. And Billy Bob Thornton is 70.
Oh, coming to Knuckleheads, by the way, sold out show.
Not surprised. Not surprised at all. Hey, we got to run. On behalf of our producer today, Logan Weber, thank you. Nice job, young man. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.